not something that's necessarily existing right now, it's something that's pending approval and the entry into force of the relevant law. This is a plan for the future, but we do commend you on them, and thank you for clearing up many of the issues. We see that we do want to see that become a reality, this NHRI. Excellency, in your distinguished delegation yesterday, Mr. Helfer, a committee member, mentioned something, namely the beginning of exploitation of oil and gas in Suriname, and that that's imminent and that will bring about rapid expansion of your economy. There are very many opportunities associated with that and many risks as well. Risks that have been suffered by other small economies in the world, and they've seen huge impacts on their general well-being, and they've not been able to enjoy the fruits of the new activities that have not led to respect and enjoyment of their human rights in any way, shape or form. The delegation hasn't touched upon that, and the time is ripe for them to do so. This committee would like responses to the following questions. First of all, is there awareness in the country and in the government about the need to urgently come up with legislation and public policies around the new circumstances of exploitation of hydrocarbons? Secondly, is there any awareness as to the need for collective rights to land and natural resources of indigenous and tribal peoples, that these be consolidated in legislation that is duly consulted with the concerned populations? Thirdly, what environmental protection legislation do you have in force, or are you developing? Are there amendments necessary to the general framework law on the environment? And what time frame are you considering in terms of issuance of the necessary regulations? What's the time frame for that? Fourthly, is there participation from civil society organizations and from indigenous and tribal communities in planning processes and in monitoring and surveillance activities regarding extractive processes that will be taking place? And how are you ensuring that the increased income for the state and for the state economy will be allocated to address growing economic inequalities, that these fruits will be steered towards policies that will improve the well-being of all communities, including indigenous communities, and their access to all human rights? We look forward to the answers to these questions. And I also, lastly, would note that on some of the questions that have been put, the committee would pay particular attention to a document, ALSUL1/2023 of the 26th of July 2023, so just less than 12 months old. This is a document signed by the Special Representatives of the UN on Indigenous Peoples and the Special Envoy on Extrajudicial or Summary Executions, as well as the Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Association and Peaceful Assembly. That report from July 2023 saw them voice their concerns as to the excessive use of force by members of the law enforcement agencies against indigenous people, and regarding the harsh treatment meted out to detainees by public security officials. So this was a report published in July 2023. They also, the three special rapporteurs, voiced concern about the ongoing demarcation and allocation of Indigenous lands given supposedly belonging to communities, and they talked about the ongoing nature of that in 2023, the granting of permits to authorize logging and other extractive concessions without there being any prior informed consent of Indigenous communities where these lands are based and these materials. So have you analyzed and studied that report? And any comments that you would have on it, we would welcome. They would be useful. It would be useful for the committee to hear your views and what you have done regarding that report as we seek to draft our concluding observations. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you very much, Excellency. And we look forward to further responses from the delegation. Thank you.
Muchas gracias a usted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carrasco, for your comments. We'll now hear the next speaker. Madam Taguchi, you have the floor. Thank you very much. I would just like to come back to a matter which, and I thank the delegation, the minister referred to. Perhaps we